Oh, bro, you sound rough. Are you okay? What is going on with you, bumper car? Hey, what is happening, huh?
Because of football.
Football.
It's football. And.
Listen, dude. Okay, so you're a little bit upset about some football, is what I'm getting, is what I'm hearing, and that's totally fine. Me myself, I'm a little bit sick, so you know, not everything's going perfect for everybody in the whole wide world.
I'm sick
right now.
Too.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Okay, you talk.
Here's the thing, everyone. This is Natty Bumper Car. Welcome to the Bumper Podcast. I'm a little bit sickly, and I had a rough week. I don't know.
You okay?
If you know this, I have a giant blah in my throat.
Yeah,
so
it's a sickness.
Keep swallowing. I apologize. I'm from Georgia.
Wait, you're from Georgia?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I'm a pig.
That.
I know people that live in Georgia.
Okay.
And now that I think about it, you're talking about football.
Well,
that's like pigskin, so it makes sense that I'm here now. Yeah. Now it all ties together. Now it all makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Perfect. Keep going. Keep telling your little story. It's good.
Okay.
We're good.
Can
we're fine. All right, go.
Okay, anyway, I'm from Georgia. And last year was a big year. It was an exciting year. The Atlanta Falcons. And here, I'm going to preface this. I haven't been a football person my whole life. I don't do a lot of football. I just never did a lot of sports, really. But evidently there's some sort of processes in my brain behind the scenes that really get into sports a lot. And so last year, the Atlanta Falcons, got into the Super Bowl. And they were winning by a lot of points. It was something like 28-3 at the halftime. And so I was feeling this euphoria, this excitement. I was just like, wow, this is so cool. And, you know, if you parse it down, if you go through the whole thing, you go, well, why is it cool? I don't live in Georgia anymore. I don't play football. I'm not on the team. But I think it's something deeper inside. It doesn't have much. I mean, it has, I guess, something to do with football, but it has to do with nostalgia and where you came from, maybe, and memories from when you were growing up, and you know, just, I don't know, bits and pieces of flotsam and jetsam, I'm going to say, kind of come to the, you know, get unearthed. And that was a rough game because they ended up losing to the New England. I just made that one word. New England Patriots. And it was a heartbreaker. It hurt a lot. And it was a weird thing for me. And but then this week, the Georgia Bulldogs of Georgia, of the University of Georgia, Athens, Georgia, which is where I went to college, played in the national championship. So now we have two Georgia teams within the span of a year going to as far along in their respective sports as they possibly can. That's unprecedented. That's amazing. That's great. And Georgia had beaten in Oklahoma in a wonderful Rose Bowl, and it was super exciting. I guess I'm just talking about football right now. And so even though they were playing on Monday, I was excited, but I was trying to temper my excitement. But then I discovered I couldn't temper my excitement because it was untemperable. It was just there. And so that night I went, there's a restaurant and they have, I got little chickens and they had some sweet tea and I got some lemonade and I took it all home. And I'm not going to say their name because I got to tell you this too, on a big note, the Bumper Podcast finally has a sponsor. We got sponsored. They haven't sent me the information to do the read yet, but starting the next episode, I'm hoping, sponsor. What? How cool is that? 312 episodes in, and somebody finally was like, you know what? We need to give that guy some dollars. So good for us. Good for me. Good for the Bumper Podcast.
Good for me, too. And by the way, I heard from the sponsor.
Yeah, good.
They said they want it just to be me. Okay?
So, of course.
Who does the reads, and they want me to get all the money.
Can I go back?
No. Yeah, well, go ahead. Go back and talk about the football. But I just wanted to step in. Because Rufus T. Rufus says that I get a cut.
I can't.
Just make sure that you know that we know that I know. Okay.
Okay, so anyway, sponsor. Hooray! Back to the football. So it was Monday night, and last Monday, January the 8th, 2018, a day that will live in infamy for me. And the same thing happened, the exact same thing. They were winning at the half by a couple of the touchdowns, and I had people texting me, "This is it. They got it. Look how they're playing." And I was just like, "Oh, no. Why are we getting excited? Remember what happened. Remember what just happened in not this stadium, but the stadium next door that they tore down. The same thing. Actually, wasn't it? It was wherever the Super Bowl was. And so you start to have feelings. Oh, this could happen. This is going to be great. And so here's my theory. I'm going to take a pause there. In life, and I think I've talked about this before, I feel like people have buckets, right? And you have buckets that you put things in. Otherwise, life is unmanageable. There's just too much going on, right? And so people put their joys and their sorrows in buckets. So some people do comic books. They have favorite characters, and so they live and die by these things. Some people have sports. Some people have movies, or art in general, or music. I guess that's art. And I even count religion in all this, because these are things that are outside of you that you invest yourself in, that you put yourself in, right? And so a lot of how you act or how you feel can be in part determined by these things. And so with sports, what I've come to learn, and unfortunately because I don't really love it, is there's these buckets. And how are you feeling? I'm doing great. My team won. All right, cool. Did you get anything out of it? Joy, I guess. The excitement of watching the game. But so people make emotional investments in these things. And then when these, or even like they place emotional bets. I'm betting that I'm putting my emotions into this thing and betting that I'm going to come out of this game feeling better than I did before. And sometimes you win that bet and sometimes you don't win that bet. So it's like a gambler's attitude. And, Monday night, we got the second half, got crushed. And for a lot of different reasons, football reasons. I could tell you some reasons that I think. They went with the wrong, they had two running backs that they used particularly. A guy named Nick Chubb, and who's like a bowling ball, and he kept going down the middle. And Alabama has just a wall of defense that he can't get through. And another guy named Sony Michel, who was fast and was getting to 4 to 5 yards per run, and he's quick. And for some reason, they stopped using him. I thought that was a strange thing. I thought our defense started playing sloppy when they brought in another quarterback. They had game planned for the other quarterback, and when this new quarterback came in, they just seemed to be caught flat-footed, and there were no adjustments made on the Georgia sidelines. They played great. And it was a fun game. It was exciting, but just didn't work out, and it hurt a lot.
It hurt me too, bro.
Especially because the way it ended, it was overtime. Georgia had just kicked a 51-yard field goal, and so they were up by three, and then they sacked the other quarterback on the next drive. So he was second down and 26 yards, which is a long way. Took him out of field goal range. Felt like this is it. We're gonna win. The next play, second down and 26. 41, I think, yard pass, touchdown. End of the game. All right, so your emotions at that point are all over the place. Not to mention they got into overtime when Alabama missed a field goal from pretty close in. So you're just like, you think you lost the game then. Oh, you didn't lose the game. You're still in it. Oh, okay. So I was so excited. I couldn't go to sleep, and I had drank a half a gallon of sweet tea, so I was full of sugar and caffeine. I was awake until 4 a.m., and the kids got up at like 5:30, and then I was at work, And I'm not built for this anymore.
You ain't built for it, bro. You're just not.
Okay? Exactly.
Yeah, you're old.
And then I had to work the next night, it's Tuesday, until almost 2 in the morning. So now, guess what? I'm sickly. But that's okay, because the Bumper Podcast is back, and we've got a sponsor, and football's off my chest now. And thank you, and I love you, and high five!